Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I would like to thank you guys for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening on Fire to Inspire. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us. And with that, we're totally grateful. We do not take you or your time for granted. Well, guys, tonight's topic is being persistent. And we're so excited about the topic. We're excited about our guest tonight. And we will be coming live with him momentarily, but I want to make a couple of quick announcements. Do not forget the Jasmine House Foundation will be doing the annual Toys for Tots collaboration, and they will be giving out toys to the children and families who are in need next Saturday, the 22nd, from 11:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. It will be at 1303 Parker Road, Suite G as in George, and that will be from 11:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. For more information, check out their website at www.jasminehousefoundation.org or check out their Facebook page. Everything's out there. But if you know anyone who is in need, please send them that way, as well as volunteers are needed. We need volunteers to come out and help us wrap these gifts for the families. We need tape, wrapping paper, and we also need gift cards for the older kids because they tend to send a lot of toys for younger kids, but the teenagers kind of get very little. So gift cards are needed to be donated. So if you want to donate in any way, let us know. Reach out. We really, really appreciate that. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Thank you, Azure Life Ministries, with the new manual, the original version. I tell you, if you have not gotten your copy, you want to go out and get your copy. You can email azorelifeministries@gmail.com, or you can go out to Barnes & Noble or Smashwords and get your ebook. I'm telling you, it's life-changing. It's not a book. It's a manual, and it helps you understand the original intent of why you were created. Again, thank you for each and every person. For those of you who have not purchased your copy of On Fire to Inspire the book, you should have the opportunity to get your paperback, or you can get your ebook on Amazon, Kindle, any of your online outlets. We just had a celebration of our four-year anniversary on Sunday. That was the ninth. That was our four-year anniversary of the show. We give God praise because that was all him, none of us. We just thank God for that. But we give God praise for each and every person that has supported this great ministry. It's all God. I tell you all the time, this is his show. I'm just a mouthpiece that he's choosing to use in his hour. But I want to thank you guys again. And, y'all, we're going to be doing Facebook Live as well momentarily. It's just having a couple of little hiccups. You know when God is going to have his way because, you know, stuff be acting all wacky and crazy. But you know what? You don't let anything stop you because you got to be persistent and keep it moving. That's why the topic is what it is tonight. You can't allow things that you see to stop you in your tracks. You got to find your plan B and move forward in that plan B and keep it moving. But we're going to welcome our guest. I tell you, this man has, when I tell you Atlanta knows him, he's been in media, entertainment, the gospel industry for 30-something plus years. He travels all over the globe. I'm going to welcome the one and only Rodell in the ATL. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire, man of God.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Great, great, great. So, Rodell, I gave you a brief introduction, but I want you to introduce yourself because, see, people can feel off of you because you are the man with the mouth clean.
Well, I don't like to talk about myself too much, and this is actually a little awkward for me because I'm usually the interviewer.
Right.
To the interviewee. So I'm another ordained minister.
Okay.
I've been saved for many years. Oh my God, since a child, over the age of 21, coming out of high school.
Wow.
I love the Lord, and I adore him and everything I do. So I've been in the industry of radio, as you mentioned earlier, about a little over 35 years. Been in the market for about 34 years in this area. But it's been a blessing, man. It's been truly a blessing to be a part of radio and television.
Wow. So what got you started in it?
Believe it or not, my English teacher at 11th grade.
What?
My 11th grade teacher, Miss Eccles. I remember her name to this day.
Oh, wow.
11th grade teacher named Miss Eccles told me I should go into broadcasting.
Wow.
And at the age of 15, so, yeah, my 11th grade teacher encouraged me to get into broadcast. She was like, you need to go into radio, because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I really didn't at that point. In 11th grade, I thought I would go into business administration, you know, find out about just on my own business. And so started taking classes on broadcasting. I had to take some reading classes, some voice and diction classes, some speech classes, English classes. And then after doing those classes, I went to Miami-Dade to take on Radio 1 and television production.
Okay.
And that sort of kind of got me started in the radio business. And being from Fort Lauderdale, I went to a local radio station there and applied while I was in school. I was going to school at night, working during the day, 8-hour job at Sears Roebuck, doing automotive work. And then going to school at night, driving to Miami, just persistent, trying to get it done because my parents couldn't afford to pay my way, so I had to do it myself.
Oh, wow. Now, talk about the topic itself, being persistent. What does being persistent mean to you? What does the topic mean to you?
You know what? I think of this one scripture, Philippians 4:13 says, I press towards the mark of the higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus.
Okay.
Persistence to me is a form of pressing.
Okay.
Pressing in spite of, going through it, regardless to how it looks, regardless to how it feels, you got to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be difficult days.
Right.
And in those difficult days, can you press? Can you be persistent? Can you continually do a call to do what God has gifted you to do?
Okay.
And so I've always had the mentality of just keep going in spite of. That's what persistence to me is, is that you just got to keep going. Whether things don't go your way. I recently lost my job 2 weeks ago. My regular job doing radio for this one station for 6 years, eight years rather. And they shut down. Called us 2 weeks ago and said the station is going black. Well, I didn't get disturbed. I didn't panic. I didn't go into a frenzy. I was my calm self.
Right.
Said, well, God, you know. And I just kept going.
You know what? Well, Dad, now you preaching right there. That'll preach. Because, you know, many people, they just be going into that tizzy and they're like, what am I going to do?
Going to cardiac arrest. Well, I'm like, no, man, don't panic. So I told her, I said, well, all I want to know is can I come get my stuff out of my box? I was that calm.
Wow.
And because if God opened that door and that door was closed, he'll open another.
And it'll be even bigger.
Even bigger.
Even bigger.
That's how I look at things. So I don't stress any longer. There was a time. You know, we've all been through those stages. There was a time where you had to grow and mature into things of that nature. And see, that's what maturity comes into when you begin to learn, you know what? It's going to be all right in spite of. Yeah, I've been knocked down. I've been drugged through the muck and everything, but through it all, God still finds me. He always finds a way to bring me back.
All right now.
I think of a song where it says, through it all, I've learned my lesson well to depend. Learn to trust and depend on his word. And when you trust God's word, his promises, they're going to always stand up way against anything as you come up against.
That's what I'm saying.
So you just got to keep pressing.
You have to.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? When you talked about losing a job 2 weeks ago, I remember I was on vacation when they shut down. I was in IT for 16 years, and I was on vacation, and I was like, okay, Lord, I no longer have a passion. I never had a passion to do that. And I said, Lord, what is it you want me to do? And I got a call saying we're getting ready to close the site in 6 months, and I was an IT supervisor.
Okay.
And so when they called me, I was like, Okay, well, thank you so much for taking the time to call me. I was so calm. I was thinking.
Yeah.
She said, are you okay? I said, I'm fine. And she was like, you're the only person that didn't break down crying.
Yeah.
I was like, because God is giving me peace because I didn't want to do this anymore.
Right. That's the same thing with me. This actually opened up doors for me to do other things. Now,
right.
I so desire to do.
Right.
I love putting on programs. I love sponsoring big events. I've been working on that for the last 2 or 3 weeks. Got my first show starting next month.
Congratulations.
I'm bringing back something that I did 5 years ago.
Okay.
Where I had what I called it a new artist showcase. And I did it at a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got a bigger venue this time.
Okay.
And got great sponsors involved. I've got great artists, Alama. I'm going to do headliners and local indie artists.
Okay.
To mix it up really nice. So
right.
God has given me a better vision of to make it to take it to the next level.
Amen, amen.
So it's going well, man.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, listen, we are live on Facebook Live. So, guys, for those of you who knew we were doing this live on Facebook Live, you want to go and check out Rodell's page because right now, my technical stuff is still, like, saying, please wait, and I don't believe that. But it's all good because we already know. But, again, that's a part of being persistent. You're pushing and pressing. Hey, Terry, hi, everybody. Is you joining? You're pushing and pressing beyond what you see. You don't allow anything to stop you. You don't allow anything to hinder you. And you don't allow anything to put you on pause, right? We're just moving forward.
So, yeah, so tonight's topic here with my friend Aaliyah, and the topic is called being persistent.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to encourage you guys that even in the trying and difficult times, and even this time of the year, a lot of people are sad or depressed.
Mm-hmm.
But being persistent in whatever you do, know that God has got your back.
That's right.
You know, I was sharing earlier that I lost my radio job, that we were there for like 5 or 6 years. At WYZ, and they shut down 2 weeks ago. It went black, and I didn't panic.
Uh-huh.
I didn't go into a frenzy. I didn't lose my mind. I was calm about it and just said, well, when can I come get my stuff out of my box? Because, well, I know God's got my back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he has my back, and so I don't worry about it. The scripture says I press toward the mark of a higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus. And so because of that, I'm pressing on. The upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. You know, you got something. You got to put a song in your heart.
You do.
You do.
A song, a scripture, whatever it is,
whatever it takes.
Just keep you reminding them. Now, you were saying something about being persistent earlier, and how you kind of defined it for them.
Yeah, what to me, persistence means going in spite of.
Mm-hmm.
You got to just keep going.
Yes.
You're going to have tribulations. You're going to have trials.
Mm-hmm.
But the scripture even talks about being an overcomer
through
all of those. So because of knowing who you are and whose you are, the greater ones, the Bible says, the greater one lives on the inside of you. And because if you know all of this and you have all this possession of him, then you should have no problem with going on in spite of what may come your way.
Amen.
Because there are going to be some dark days, there are going to be some cloudy days, there are going to be some rainy days. There are going to be some days where it seems as if things are just not coming together for you.
Right.
You know, Bishop Ray Neal. But I promise you, if you would just keep going on, and one song, just keep on keeping on, baby.
Yes. Are you yet holding on?
Yeah, you're holding on. You
keep on keeping on, baby.
Exactly. So you got to keep on because those things are going to come.
Yes.
But the Bible says that we're overcomers by the love of by our Savior.
Yes.
You know, and so if we're overcomers by our Lord Jesus Christ, we got to keep going in spite of what goes on. So be persistent.
Right.
Don't allow the devil to come in and steal your joy.
You better not.
Because that's what he ought to do. The Bible says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right?
Yes.
But if you know his tactics, if you know his DNA, then you have to know how to combat that.
Uh-huh.
You have to know how to adjust to that, how to counteract. You know, as a boxer, you know your opponents, you know his moves. You know what I'm saying? So when you you go to him, Holyfield know how Tyson was. You know what I'm saying? He had to move in a different way.
Right.
So in doing so, just the same thing with the devil. Devil, I know that's you. You tell him, Satan, I know that's you working. But guess what? God working even greater than me.
You know what? You know what I tell anybody?
Girl, don't get me started.
I don't give him any kind of glory, so he gets none from me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what I say is, if I allow something weaker than me to overcome me,
yeah,
then what am I saying? Because I got the same DNA as my father.
Absolutely.
You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying?
Because when it happened, mm-hmm, when the actual situation happened,
mm-hmm,
I called my brothers. I said to them, because we have what you call the text where everybody's group text.
Group text, okay.
So I text my brothers. I said, look, I just lost my job.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but I don't need no negativity from none of y'all.
At all.
All I need y'all to do is stay positive because I'm positive.
That's right.
I said, because God got my back.
He got you.
So if God got my back, I don't need nothing else coming at me.
Mm-mm.
When I know he will supply my every need according to his riches and glory. That's my word said.
Right.
Where I've got discouraged, or someone will come along and say, no, that ain't going to work,
mm-hmm,
or I can't see that happening. Well, that's because you can't see it happening.
Right.
But that's not what my spirit says.
Mm.
My spirit says, go on anyway.
Right.
And so, yeah, people are going to come along and try to discourage you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come along and try to make you feel that it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But when God is giving you a vision, he's going to always give you provision to make it happen for you. So listen, know that whatever God brings, whatever the devil trying to bring up against you, know that you can overcome that situation.
Hmm.
And I always get a scripture in your mind and just verbally say it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
I'm a overcomer through to Christ that strengthens me.
Mm-hmm.
Greater is he that is in me than is he in the world.
Uh-huh.
See, when you got some word in you, honey, it don't matter what come up because you're like, okay, I got you. Put some of this word on you. Don't get me started. Hey, Marketing Montgomery. John
amen.
Lewis, what's up?
Amen, amen. So tonight we're talking about being persistent.
Yes.
He would not have had 35 years in this industry had he not been persistent.
Let me tell you, in radio, it's a beast, first of all.
Uh-huh.
And it's the kind of business where you can be here today,
uh-huh,
and gone tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I've experienced it several times.
Okay.
Where stations were shut down,
uh-huh,
for whatever reason. Or they'll let you go for whatever reason. They, uh-huh, have their reasons.
Right.
And there's nothing you can do about it. But that shouldn't stop you from doing what God has talented and gifted you to do.
Right.
A lot of times people give up because they'll say, well, they say I'm not qualified. Who is they, first of all? Who is they? Why do you keep saying they say? You say, hey, Amber in Houston, Texas. So yeah, being persistent is going on in spite of. You,
mm-hmm,
cannot allow Satan or his devices to come along and attack you.
Mm-hmm.
You can be sitting home by yourself sometime and don't feel like getting up. Man, you got to get on up.
Get up.
Get your butt up and go do what you got to do.
Yep. Get up and move.
Yes, you got to move, man. You got to move. Because
sometimes you got to realize it's not about feeling.
It's
you know how some people feel like they got to have their little feelings? It's not about a feeling.
It's not. It's not
about a feeling. It's a knowing, right?
It's a knowing.
It's a knowing.
You got to know who you are in Christ. You really do. You got to know who you are in Christ. Because if you don't know who you are, you're lost.
You are lost.
You're confused. You're despondent. So, yeah, how you doing, Jason? But you got to realize, man, listen, I'm telling you, man, if you don't just keep going,
mm-hmm,
you know, So what if somebody come along and discourage you? So what? Well, what they do?
They do it.
Some people, that's all they're assigned to do.
Huh.
They ain't got nothing else to do.
Uh-huh.
You know how people say, you need to get a life.
Uh-huh.
You need to get a life. Well, listen, that's their life. That's their lifestyle, obviously. Uh-huh. But that don't mean you got to live that way.
Right, so Freddie says, who's confused? Right, they're a confused one,
because
we already know.
Exactly.
And you can't allow somebody to discredit you, because here's the thing. If God gave it to you, it's not for them to understand anyway.
Right. They're not going to understand the process. They're not going to understand the vision God gave you, and,
mm-hmm,
they certainly can't understand the provision. You know, how did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
How did that come out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's because you wasn't a part of the process in the first place.
Right. Right. So it's not for you to understand.
Yeah.
I don't need you to qualify or quantify me or anything else, because it's already on the inside.
I there have been so many things that come along in my life. I'm proud to say I'm 62 years old. My father died at the age of 42. So that means I've lived 20 years longer now than my dad.
Wow.
I'm so proud of that. And a lot of times people be like, oh, you don't give out your age. I'm proud of my age.
Mm-hmm.
I like pretty good too, but thank you too.
You're my brother from another mother. We'll talk about
okay. So my thing is, you keep going. You do the things that pleases you. You know, I like walking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people don't get into exercise. But I'm telling you, man, when you get to walking, you ain't got to stress your body out or put your body through a lot of strain.
Mm-hmm.
Just get a brisk walk every day or every 2 days or every 3 days.
Right.
And just get out there and just put some nice gospel music in your ear. God begin to give you visions and ways to do things.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to meditating on things. And your mind will get clear of all that clutter.
Just declutter the mind.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All that clutter be just like, okay, it's gone. Why? Because you're like my boyfriend and say you're living your best life. Come on, Freddie. Then you do. You have to look at it like that, because if you don't, it will be just the opposite.
Right, right.
And this time, and because of that, I don't have nothing to fear. I don't have nothing to doubt about, because I know God is in control of it all.
Amen. I really give God praise for that heart that He's giving you to be able to persevere through this place shutting down and that place doing that, and you're not just saying, you know what, I'm going to give up on this, because you've touched so many lives with the gifts He's given you. You know, you like your mama said when your voice changed. What's this like?
You still my child.
You still my child. You know.
But I mean, I thank God for the gift.
Right.
Because,
right.
And see, that's the other thing. A lot of times people have gifts that God has given you,
mm-hmm.
and you bury those gifts. You know about the Bible wise, the Bible foolish in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, some bury their gifts,
mm-hmm.
some use their gifts. Well, some of y'all are burying y'all gifts.
Amen.
And you're not utilizing the gift that God has given you.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
what I say to you is, take those mm-hmm. gifts that He's given you, right. and He will bless you in doing so. But a lot of times, we won't allow those gifts to come forth, because we sit dormant on those gifts.
Say that.
Or we sit down on them. I call them a do-nothing ministry.
Let me tell you, the Lord showed me a vision, and He showed me people sitting on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And He said, I've given them these tools, these talents, and abilities, but they're not doing anything with it. And so the month before I released this show, in 2014, I just had my 4-year anniversary, He said, tell them it's time to stop existing and start living the life I called them to.
Sure.
So that do nothing stuff, get off the couch.
Get off the couch.
Get off the couch
and go to doing something. All right? I'm telling you, man, what's the phrase? I'll think of it in a minute. But anyway, it has to do with, You can't allow nothing to hinder you. You just got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just got to do something. Don't just sit there and don't do nothing.
Right.
Because what happens is the devil will try and come in your mind, occupy that space, and make you feel that it's not possible. I applaud you for just doing this kind of show, because mm-hmm. everybody don't follow their dream, or don't follow the vision, or the voice of God. A lot of times we hear His voice, mm-hmm. then we won't listen.
You know what? I'm under answering every person. I tell you, when He first told me to do it, Rodale, I was like, well, Lord, you know, I came out of IT. I don't know nothing about this. And so I kept giving Him excuses, and He said, I don't need you to know. I just need you to be obedient.
So you're willing to do it.
Be willing to.
Yes.
Because if you're willing, then you're going to learn it.
That's right.
Then the next thing He said, there are too many lies trying to be obedient. And so I go different places and stuff. I've had a couple of people tell me I was suicidal before I met you.
Mm.
I've had one girl that told me she was going to take an overdose that night.
Mm.
She was planning on, she was like, there was something about the presence of who God is on the inside of me. And so I'm just like, God, I tell anybody, it ain't me.
Yeah.
It's Him.
That's
give Him
what
God
happens
the glory.
When God uses you for that time or that season or that portion of the vineyard,
mm-hmm.
I say to people, go forward. Don't
mm-hmm.
allow anybody to come along. And like Freddie says, the do-nothing ministry has a lot of members. They got a lot of because they sit around and don't want to do what God has called them to do. You know, God gave you a vision. I give you, and then you have, and a lot of times gave you provision, but you won't act up, you won't move. Yeah, but I'm afraid, walking in fear.
Hmm.
What the Bible said about fear? Can you fear? You need to have faith over fear.
Right.
Right. And stop being fearful about anything
because
you don't have the tools, so to speak, as you mentioned earlier.
Hmm.
When you're like, well, Lord, I don't know what I have. But see, you got to be, if God spoke it to you, He already got it planned how it's going to go for you.
Right.
And so what you got to understand is, I'm willing to go if you're willing to lead me.
Amen.
Where you
Amen.
Lead me, I will follow. You know what I'm saying?
But you know something else people do? They get caught up in this. They'll say, well, you know what? I tried it. But you know what? You know, like an event. Say you put on an event and only 10 people came. You'd be like, well, I tried it, but it didn't work. But you know what I found out when I released my first book? It was a children's book. And we had it at the Chick-fil-A on Stomp.
Okay.
And I had like over 100 people in my first book title. I'm all the people.
See?
And the lady told me to go to a magazine. She said, a successful book signing is 10 people. I said, what?
See?
I said, so I had 100 people in my first book title. Oh, my God. You know.
You see what I'm saying? Just by moving forward.
Just moving forward and being persistent, not giving up despite the numbers. Don't get caught up in numbers because it would disappoint you every time.
And let me say something about that
mm-hmm.
when it comes to moving forward,
mm-hmm.
Being persistent. Hey, Tamar, my thing is I like doing, first of all, things in excellence.
Yes.
Decently and in order. Like, mm-hmm. like for instance, you mentioned about the program that I'm doing. Any event I do or I'm over, I'm going to start on time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting exactly the time I said I'm going to start. Even some people be like, no, we need to wait a few minutes. No, we're not waiting. We're moving on because I said a certain time, God is going to honor that time.
Right.
And because if he honored that time, he gonna bless that time.
Right.
And I want to end on time.
Right.
I sat at a program Sunday night, this past Sunday night. Supposed to start at one time and start an hour later.
An hour.
I was like, see, this here right here, I can't be dealing with this here right here. But I dealt with it anyway. I went on and I stayed to the duration.
Right.
To let people know I'll support them. But people got to understand, you got to be excellent in doing God's work.
Right.
God will honor that. But if you slowful, are you slack? Are you sorry and you got that do nothing spirit? You sitting on your hands as she talked about earlier. You know. God ain't going to honor all that stuff. You got to get to doing stuff and do it in excellence.
Right.
You don't do things that as if God was doing it right there. Are you doing it right? God standing right there in front of you. Okay, how are you going to do this? Oh, Jesus. You're going to do it right, aren't
right.
you? You know
right.
what I mean?
Exactly. And here's the thing. When you do it, you're doing it unto him, not unto man. Anyway.
That's right. That's
so
right.
when you do it unto him, you do it at your best. Then you only giving him what, you know what I'm
That's
saying?
Right.
What you give him is what do him.
Absolutely.
At the best of your ability.
Absolutely.
As long as you're doing it. I agree with Pastor Alvin. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, they try to say that about.
Lord.
I can't say.
Ooh, I don't like it. You hear me? I don't like it. So my thing is, I'm so persistent.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to starting on time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I say the time is going to be a certain time, we are starting on that time. I don't care who's not there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting on that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Because you have people who actually get there early.
On time.
On time.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them, they're having to be the ones out the way.
You got a late ministry that won't quit it in this America.
In
the body of Christ, I should say.
Yeah,
body of Christ has a tendency of not starting on time. But I've been around some people that I saw it done right, so I know it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be around people that does things in an excellent way.
Right.
When you see it's done properly,
mm-hmm.
then that tells you it can be done.
Right.
But if you hang around folks that are always lazy, always late, always slowful,
mm-hmm.
then you'll never think it can be done any other way.
Mm-hmm. And you know how you can help some of them people out? Teach them how.
You're
going to go on
out.
Without.
That's right.
Without them. So if you go ahead and start your service at that regular time,
mm-hmm.
then they're going to either miss half of it or they're going to start coming in sooner.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can't wait on those people, especially the program starting a whole hour later.
1 hour later, baby, I was sitting up in there. I was like, this is going to make no Like, what time y'all said for the start? And I was there on time, too. I was there at the exact time they said it was for the start because I wanted to make sure I looked at the flight while I left the house that I was there at the exact time.
Okay.
But then I sat there for 1 hour, and they started up praise and worship at the next hour. I was like, this is crazy. But I still stayed through the whole thing where they couldn't say, well, then he honored, he going to leave early. No, I stayed through the whole thing.
Well, amen. Amen. So
I want to support them,
right.
But I say to those people out there, if you're doing something for the Lord and he gives you something to do, do it in the most excellent way.
Mm-hmm.
Do it in the most excellent way because God watches that too.
Mm-hmm.
He watches us
mm-hmm.
on how we do things,
mm-hmm.
and he blesses us accordingly. If he see we do it in an excellent way, he's going to bless you in an excellent way, and it's going to come out wonderfully.
Amen. Each and every time.
Every time.
Each and every time. When you give.
Without a hitch. Even though hitches will come, they'll come. But don't allow it to bother you mentally. You know what I'm saying?
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
Don't allow it to bother you mentally.
Mm-mm. Because even like like I told Rodell, I said, you will have things that when you know God is going to have his way with shows, events, sometimes things come just to purposely want you to give up to throw in the towel.
Yeah.
And you just say, you know what? My grandma, I take on this thing my grandma used to say, you get out what you put in.
Yeah.
So if you don't put nothing in, don't really to get anything out.
Yeah.
You know, but like the event I hosted on Sunday, we got started on time. They had like 3 big cancellations. But guess what? I told the organizers, I was like, you do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Put in what you can do.
Yeah.
And we're going to still have a good time.
That's
and we
right.
did just that.
Yeah.
Without, and we had like 2 big people that were supposed to be there.
Okay.
It didn't happen. The entertainment didn't show up due to the weather. But you know what? We had a ball because I'm going to be me.
That's right.
So we had a good time.
So the word tonight is being persistent, people.
Yes.
Be persistent in whatever you do. Don't allow nothing to come along and distract you. Or hinder you,
mm-hmm.
or cause you to feel that it's not time to do it. If God has given it to you, he'll make a provision for you,
yes.
and know that it's going to work for your good. I like that scripture, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. When you know what your purpose is and why you're doing it,
mm-hmm.
to glorify God is always going to work out in your favor.
Amen. He gets the glory in all. And as long as he's getting the glory, guess what? It's going to work out the way it's supposed to.
It
really is.
So I just want to encourage people, man. You know, so many people this time of the year are so depressed or are despondent when it comes to Christmas time. I love Christmas music, first of all.
I do, too.
Away in a manger, a care for me, the little Lord Jesus. I love stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
all right?
Mm-hmm.
I love me some Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting up in there yesterday going through the lyrics of songs that I just absolutely love. I was watching last night. They had the CMA Christmas special on TV.
See.
It was so wonderful to see those people sing all those Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best time of the year is what I'm trying to tell you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That first of all, Jesus was born. Right? Our Savior was born. And so we should celebrate him.
Right.
We should really relish in the fact that God is so good,
yes.
and he's been so good to us throughout this year. I mean, think about it. He brought us thus far
mm-hmm.
in year 2018.
Amen.
Now we're getting ready to embark upon a brand new year, 2019. We should really be celebrating. Don't wait till New Year's Eve
mm-hmm.
to get your praise on.
Mm-hmm.
You be thanking him right now because you're almost at the end of this year, baby. It's been going wonderful for me. In spite of what came along.
Despite anything that tried to tell you otherwise,
yes.
it's been a great year.
It really has.
Yes.
So you have to have that mentality. See, that's
mm-hmm.
another thing. It's all about your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get your mind right, everything is going to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
Get your mind right.
Man, guess what? I got a book I'm releasing in 2019. It's a devotional.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The 21-Day Mind Detox.
See what I'm
get that mind right. It starts with a renewal of the mind daily.
It is.
Daily.
It
renew that mind.
And, you know, and I tell people, man, I heard a pastor one Sunday morning
mm-hmm.
speak on this. He says, you should always start your day with a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing that since I heard that. Matter of fact, that was last year I heard him say it, at the very
mm-hmm.
beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. Start your day with a prayer,
mm-hmm.
and then read a scripture. You got to read the whole Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Get you a couple of favorite scriptures. You like to read over those scriptures.
Amen.
What it does is it feeds your spirit to get you started for the day. It puts you in the mood. As Pastor Wayne Dickens died in Mobile, Alabama. How you doing, sir?
How you doing?
It puts your spirit in a mode of where you can be ready to take on whatever comes your way during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they let me go 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
I was in church when I got the text.
You got it through a text?
I got it through a text that called me. When you, I know you probably at church, called me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at church.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to call. I'm thinking this, they need to come in maybe a day early or hour early, because usually they call, want me to come in an hour early or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No, this was just the opposite, everybody. They called and told me the station no longer exists.
Wow. Was it immediate?
It happened immediate. The day I talked to them, that Sunday, I was at church. Get my praise on.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even in the midst of your praise, things are going to come up, man.
So what you're saying to me is, when you got that text to call you, it was as of that day, wasn't as of tomorrow.
No, it, as of that day, as of today, you no longer have a job.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was glad I was at church to get a word that morning.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
God orchestrated that.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
said, I'm going to put you in a place where you can get some word in you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when something come along that's coming on down the road,
mm-hmm.
you'll be prepared for it.
Right.
So when it happened, I was not disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go into a panic attack,
mm-hmm.
as some of us do, all right? I didn't freak out, all right? All I said was to her was, okay, when can I come and get my stuff out of my box? Oh, no, you can come and get it anytime. Okay, then, fine.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can get unemployment, all that good stuff coming along with it, you see? I count that as a blessing. What? I don't work all these days before. I'm going to get somebody to deal. Okay. So know that, as I said, all things work together for the good.
You know what? And as you're continuing in that place of being persistent, have that yet phrase. Because, see, that's what allowed him to keep moving.
Yes.
You have that yet phrase on the inside of you. And, you know, sometimes I'll wake up in the morning and I will say my prayers. But sometimes I actually will awaken and I'll say, God, you've given me the power and authority to command my day.
Yes.
So I'll go ahead and command my day the way I want it to be.
Yes.
And I tell you, that thing will just kind of set some things in motion.
Yeah.
Understand who you are, what you carry.
That's
right. You have in DNA.
You do, man. I mean, you have possession. You have possessions within you,
yes.
that God has given to you. That all you do have to do is activate those possessions.
Mm-hmm.
Activate. I'd be laying there sometime. I'd be like, Lord, I just thank you. You ain't got to have no reason to thank God. I just thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for who you are. I thank you for who you are in my life. I thank you for opening doors.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for opportunities that come my way.
Right.
I thank you for giving me visions to do other things,
mm-hmm.
other avenues. You give me the space now to do other things that I really like doing.
You really want to.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, this gives me more time to orchestrate this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming together so wonderfully. Matter of fact, Pastor Wayne, he had Ben Tankard at his church Sunday.
Amen.
Well, Ben Tankard is going to be on my show in January.
Well, bless the Lord.
As a headliner. And Lisa McClendon.
Uh-huh.
And I know y'all had a good time down there, Pastor. I know y'all had a good time because I saw the pictures on Facebook where you guys was. He took pictures with you at Ben. And Ben Tankard, I had an opportunity to be with him at the Devil Wars back in October.
Uh-huh.
Where I saw
was
you.
There. Uh-huh.
I saw you at the Devil Wars.
Yeah.
And he, after the wars was over, he called me on the phone while I was sitting waiting and laying up in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready to go back the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, yo, what you doing? I said, I'm just chilling. The show is over. I'm just waiting to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, you got to come back through where I live anyway. Won't you stop by and have lunch?
Wow.
Got a lunch deal with Ben Tankard. He showed me his house. I went through his house, saw all his awards,
mm-hmm.
Went all over his house, all of his cars, and he took me to his aircraft hangar. Man, he took me up in the plane and flew me around in the air.
What's your mouth?
Girl.
I need to be hanging up.
I said, look at God. So I went on Facebook Live and said, y'all ain't believe this. Ben Tankard is piloting me all in the air right now.
Huh?
It was an awesome time. It really was. I had a great time. It really was. So it just goes to show you, man, God will put you in places that you never would imagine that would happen.
Amen.
If you just keep going.
Keep going.
If you're just being persistent, and whatever he gave you to do, keep going. Keep moving in spite of. Don't let nothing into you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep pressing toward the mark of a higher calling, which is in
that.
Christ Jesus. Because the greater one lives on the inside. You keep pressing.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep pressing. Yeah? But don't. I see what you say. You saw that? I saw that. Keep pressing. If you keep pressing, man, it'll work out. But see, if you stop and you get on the stool and do nothing, it's going to hinder the process.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to keep pressing. Being persistent means keep pressing.
Right.
It's another form of pressing. Think about this for a moment.
Okay.
I know y'all can relate to this. When you get ready to press your iron your clothes,
mm-hmm.
you know, you lay your clothes out. You see all the wrinkles on. Oh, I need to press this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What does that press do? It smooths out the situation.
Right.
Oh, glory. What did that iron do? It smooths out that. See, I like ironing my clothes. So if when you press that garment
mm-hmm.
and it takes all those wrinkles out,
mm-hmm.
that means now you can put this on.
Amen.
Oh, glory.
Amen.
I can now go forward because
mm-hmm.
why? I pressed.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, if you can't relate to that, something though. You press that garment way before you put it on because you don't want to go out there looking all wrinkled up.
No, you can't go out there looking like that.
No.
You have to go looking in a spirit, in a way of excellence.
Way of
excellence. A more excellent way, right? A more excellent way.
So you got to understand, man, people of God, even if you don't believe in God, you believe in something.
You do?
You believe in something, and you know if you keep trying a thing, it's going to work out.
Amen.
I mean, it's with any form of work or activity that you do.
Mm-hmm.
In order to succeed at it, you got to keep going.
You know what? We want to remind the people as we're ending, we have, 20 more days left from this year? And we want to remind you guys, the topic again is being persistent. But we want to remind you that you don't have to wait till 2019 to get it together.
Right.
I had some people tell me, well, you know, holidays. I'm going to get this diet thing together. No. Yes, you're going to eat like, you know, how you want to eat during the holidays. But what about now preparing leading up to the holidays?
That's right.
You know, what changes can you make now? What are some things that you can do to get ready so when 2019 come in, you're already in autopilot because you already made some subtle changes to get ready for that? What has God placed on the inside of you to let say where he's saying the time is now?
Right.
It's time to execute. It's time to get off that couch.
Yeah.
It's time to get go ahead and divorce Mr. Sheet and Reverend Pillar.
Hello.
And do what he's placed on the inside of you to do. It's time.
I like the song. I like old school songs. Like, so I'm always relate to old school songs. Thinking of a song, the Hawkins you did. You remember, don't wait till the battle's over, shout now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to do, man.
Yes.
You got to go ahead and shout now in spite of what it looked like, though.
Yes.
Yeah, you might be in a battle. You might be in a war. You might be in a situation where it seems as if it's not coming together. But don't wait to get your praise on.
Mm-hmm.
Praise him. I always say it's better to praise him than to panic.
Woo! You better say that.
It's better to praise him
mm-hmm.
than to panic.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you mm-hmm. panic, you can't move no further. You stuck. Mm-hmm. Stuck like chalk.
Right. But one thing about the panicking, you're saying, I'm going to go ahead and handle this. So he's going to allow you to handle it.
Yeah.
However, if you are saying, you know what, I'm going to praise my way through this, you're saying, God, you know I already give you this. And then as you're giving him the praise,
yeah.
you go ahead and command the things to line up.
Absolutely.
It's going to line up.
It is.
Got to. You can't do nothing.
Because in the middle of the praise, well, why does they keep saying that people are slow ahead, but praises go up, blessings come down? Because why? You're praising him in spite of. It's better to praise him than to panic. Don't allow nothing to come along and distract you from what God has given you. If he's giving you a gift to do this or do that, whatever the case may be, be persistent in doing that. Just make sure you stay on course, in other words. Stay on course.
Yeah.
Don't get off course. Don't get distracted. Don't let folks discourage you or say, it ain't never happened before, or I can't see that. Well, it ain't for them to see.
Mm-mm.
It's just not for them to see.
Mm-mm. And keep cousin buddy in them out your ear
right.
negative.
Oh, yeah.
Your cousin buddy has never owned his own thing,
right.
never been out of the city, never been out of the state.
Right.
How can he tell you about something when God has called you to international? So
that's true.
Leave cousin buddy on where he is. You love him, You tell good cousin buddy bye. Mm-hmm. Tell him bye-bye.
Yeah. And
okay.
So I say to people, you know, God always gives you different gifts for different times, different mm-hmm. places, and for different people. I think of the fact that last year this time, I was talking to a lady, and I saw a lady on Facebook talking about traveling. And who don't like to travel? Don't you like going places? Of course you do. Even if you ain't got the money, you'd be like, Lord, I wish I could go so-and-so-and-so, you know?
That's true.
And so I heard her talking about traveling, and I decided to try it. And in doing so, this year alone, I was able to go places that I hadn't been.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Vegas mm-hmm. for the Stellas.
Yes,
never been to Vegas, first mm-hmm. of all. Never been to Vegas. But I went there this year. I planned to go back.
Yes, yes.
And then other places, you know what I'm saying? So what you have to understand is that if you set your mind and your goals on a level where you can achieve them,
mm-hmm.
God will eventually allow those goals to materialize.
Right.
All the opportunities that come available for you to do.
Right.
But you got to at least put one foot in front of the other, all right? Faith without works is dead.
That's true.
You cannot do nothing if you don't believe it's not going to be done. It's not going to happen,
mm-hmm.
all right? I mean, you got so what you have to do is, I decided I'm going to travel more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was in Vegas in March. I went to, I was at the workshop in Atlanta for the Gospel Music Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
July, I went to my family reunion. I'm sorry, in August I went to family reunion. August I was in New York, Long Island, New York. I've never been in Long Island for an event. Went there. Then, of course, October I was at the Devil Wars where I saw you.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the places I've been.
Right.
Well, I'm kicking off the year going, my birthday, I'm celebrating my birthday in Key West.
In Key West, that's what I'm talking about.
On the beach.
When's your birthday?
January 15th.
Oh, it'd be nice.
Same Martin Luther King.
That is just warm on the beach, and it's going to be cold here. So, yes.
I'm going away from the cold. I don't like cold weather. I prefer warm weather.
I tell
you. I'm a guy. I'm from the Floridian side.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so you got to just keep going, man. Just don't let folks hinder you or talk you down or discourage you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you say, get around them kind of people.
Yes, keep them out your ear.
Don't mean you're no good. Don't mean you're no good.
What you put in is what you get out. You
right.
keep putting all that garbage and toxicity in you, you're going to be spewing out that same stuff.
That's right. That's
you
right.
know?
That's
so,
right.
Rodale, how can they follow and listen to you? You know, because they got to be able to keep up with you because you are somebody that definitely they want to be able to keep up
with
you.
Well, I'm always on social media trying to encourage people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. And I do a little Periscope every now and then, but
mm-hmm.
mostly Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I do a radio show on Saturdays from 8 to 12 at Sensation Station Network. And I go live like we're doing tonight
mm-hmm.
to just kind of encourage people. I encourage them through what they've had through the week and to bring them some inspiration for the weekend
okay.
and inspire them musically because people love music.
Right.
Music always, you know, lifts the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I try and do is inspire people through music.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're going to follow me, know that we're going to have a good time.
Yes, we will.
You're
going to have a good time.
You're
going to laugh.
We're going to get our laugh on. I love the laugh.
I do.
Yeah, you got to love the laugh.
I do. I love the laugh.
You can't go through life and don't laugh. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
No, it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile.
Walk around looking like you've been sucking on lemon.
Yeah.
No, we don't do that.
No. Lemon ministry.
Absolutely not.
Not going to happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what would be your final words for our listeners tonight?
I just want you to keep on keeping on. You know what I mean? I mean, because the race is not given to the swift,
mm-hmm.
not to the strong. But he that endureth to the end,
mm-hmm.
that's a process of being persistent. He that endureth to the end. The race is not given to the swift,
mm-hmm.
nor to the strong, but to him that hold out and endure to the end. God, he loves a person that goes on in spite of. He honors a person. He acknowledges a person. He blesses that kind of individual.
Amen.
So I say to you, keep on keeping on doing what God has given you to do. I don't care what it is in life. I don't care if it's that job and you know don't forget on your nerves. Listen, find a way to get out of there and go do something you really love doing. I always try to encourage people, start your own thing.
Yes, yes.
You know, God's giving you gifts and talents. If it's just cooking, start your cooking, making show or something.
Catering what else?
Something. Mm-hmm. Something he done put gifts in your hand. These 10 fingernails, he done put some gifts in them. But sometimes we just won't use them.
And then some of the problems are people don't know what they are.
Yeah.
Have no clue.
Like, I don't know what I want to do. Well, you need to find out. Ask God. God, give me
ask the one who created you.
The one who created you. Say, God, give me something to do. Seriously, you need to talk to him like that. Give me something to do. Because obviously you don't know what you're doing. All right? So what I encourage you to do, keep on keeping on in spite of it. Don't let folks talk you out of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No. Don't let that happen. Because you serve a mighty God.
Amen.
Serve a mighty God. Be encouraged.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us tonight on Friday Inside. And I'm telling y'all, if you're focused on what's going on, you'll miss it every time. Because when I tell you we've had every tidbit that could have arisen,
yeah,
we've had it tonight. But guess what? We said, you know what? We serve a God who does not give up on us, but we're not going to give up on him.
Right.
And we have a yet praise despite what we saw.
Yeah.
And we knew that God was going to get the glory because we had so many things coming against us. And that's what you got to understand.
Yeah.
The obstacles are coming to stop you because you're great. There's greatness on the inside.
It was ironic this happened the way it happened.
It is. It is.
Under the circumstances and the title that we were going to talk about.
Yes.
It worked in what we were talking about. Being persistent. You just got to figure out, keep on going in there.
Keep it going.
If we just stopped because certain systems weren't working, you wouldn't have heard this tonight. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly. And a couple of systems disconnected and stuff.
That's
but
right.
We had to reconnect.
Yep.
You got to keep going. Reconnect. Yep. And keep going. Pick up where you left off and keep it moving.
Reconnect. Reconnect.
That's your word for the night. That's your word for the week. Reconnect.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord said this to me, and I'm going to let you all go for the night. The Lord said this to me. He said, go back to the beginning and watch my hand. There are some people who are listening that God gave you some things, and life happened. So you just kind of like slept on it. You sat on it, and you just, oh, woe is me. Come out, shake, you know, get up, shake yourself off. And, okay, now go back to the drawing board.
Sure.
Some of those things you need to go back and look, write it down. Now, say, God, show me how to do this in this now, in the now. Now, it didn't work for me in the past, but how can I do it now? Because you told me to go back and revisit this. So what is it he's calling you to revisit in this hour?
How about that?
Reconnect, revisit, and reconnect.
Reconnect.
Hallelujah. But, guys, we will be back on Friday and Friday, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday. Again, we just had our 4-year anniversary. We give God glory. Thank you so much. It's all him.
Yeah.
I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss on Friday and Friday. We will be back next week. Thank you, guys, for listening. Thank you for joining us. We're looking forward to having you back.
Yeah, love to be back anytime.
All right, have a blessed
y'all have a good evening. Uh-huh.